Guys,
let's just keep it easy.
Let's take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Now, here's some news in the taking it easy realm. I have a sliced penis right now.
What?
How'd you slice?
I have a extremely sliced penis.
What?
What happened?
Damaged.
Did you shave? Were you shaving?
No. No, it was a fingernail.
Oh,
not mine. I was having sexual intercourse, and we tried to do cool moves. Like we saw on the porns, we tried to do cool moves.
Just like a hand job?
Where she was also touching down there while I was having sex.
Oh, nice. Yes.
My penis fell out, and I still thrusted, and it thrust into a fingernail.
Got the old cheese grater.
Cheese grated penis.
Oh, my God.
What kind of slice are you talking?
Bro.
Like fish gills?
A massive slice. Really? And there was blood everywhere.
What? No.
If you slice a boner, let me tell you something. I've never sliced a boner. This is the first time I've sliced a boner. Bro.
Dude.
It was a catastrophe. It was.
What, all over the hotel room?
All over. But, you know, you ever damage your penis when you're whacking off? Yes, we all have.
No. Just friction. You've never like damaged.
Yeah, friction. Yeah. Like a severe burn where it's like, that was too hard.
Not a slice.
So I've damaged that, and then it doesn't hurt until you're done. Until you're done.
Right.
And then when you're done, you're like, ow.
Birds all
red. So this slice didn't hurt.
What?
And she was, I kept trying to go. And she was like, no, I definitely scratched you because I didn't see it. And then she was like, no, I definitely scratched you. And I looked, and I had it in my hand. Just so much blood, dude.
Oh,
wasn't that a fun
shaft
start?
Or was it the head?
It's the, underneath the shaft.
Oh, man.
Fuck, so
dude.
The bottom of my penis is sliced. That's a good way
like,
to start.
Like, was the underbelly?
Is the skin coming apart? Like, literally, like...
It's a little bit sliced,
yeah. Flayed? It's flayed.
It's a flayed penis.
You're a flayed unit. God. You're like the dudes... You got, whatchamacallit? It's not flayed. A circumcision. It's called a... when they cut those Aboriginal Australians, it's sub-incision. You got sub-incised.
Yes.
It's a rite of passage. Dude.
It is a rite of passage. I do feel stronger.
You opened up. Yeah, dude. You opened
I don't know
up
if you can
penis.
Tell. I'm much more chill and relaxed.
You reunited to your like archetypal double gender.
Oh, yeah. I have a pussy.
You got a sub-incision, yeah.
Yes.
I never understood.
And then you try to have male period sex. Like, come on. It's no big deal.
Exactly. It is exactly what it was.
And she was like, no.
Well, no. Once I saw the blood, it quickly changed
panicked?
To a panic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was devastated. And I had to remind her it was obviously my fault.
How was that your fault?
Well, it wasn't hers. It was an accident. We were trying to do cool stuff.
Of course.
And when you do cool stuff, sometimes bad things happen.
Yeah. You're learning.
Dude.
But what's your timetable for recovery, you think?
Who knows, but...
Probably like 3 months.
I'm on day three, no whacking
no
or
fat.
Ejaculating, so...
I'm
fucking pissed.
You put some Neosporin on it?
No.
That'll speed up recovery big time. Because I've
it's a waiting game now.
True. I've cut balls before.
You've cut your balls?
I've nicked my nutsack.
While shaving?
That's an eternal bleed.
It is.
Yeah.
That goes on forever.
You have no idea.
The penis, I couldn't imagine.
A long slice on your penis?
How long? How long of a slice?
The length of my penis, so.
The whole.
Baby, scratch my whole fucking penis.
Yeah.
Damn, right, not on the head, though. Just right underneath the head.
A little bit on
the
head.
You think you'll have a scar?
It might look
glands?
Like...
She got you on the glands?
She got me on the tip and then underneath.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Not
be honest.
I did not like it.
Did you like it?
I did not like it.
Getting sliced?
No, but my penis now is going to look... You ever see like an old great white shark? That's what my
penis
is going to
look like.
Just a shark, like a line down the side of it. Yes, I will have a scarred penis.
Damn.
And that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
How was it before you got cut?
It was phenomenal. We were doing cool stuff.
So a little like handhold.
What do you mean?
What do you
no.
mean? What kind of hand? What was the hand doing?
Well, I don't want to get too graphic.
Sure.
I mean, I have been discussing sliced penises.
True. It's just a grip outside.
You don't want to get personal.
No, I was behind.
Yeah.
She was reaching down, touching herself.
Ah.
That's how I sliced the bottom.
Gotcha. I thought you were working some sort of like advanced thing where it was like she was gripping your root.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's also I was intrigued.
That's what I thought
no.
you were doing.
No,
yeah.
That's serious cool stuff. That's
doggy nice style
stuff.
Sex.
That's cool stuff.
It was doggy style.
So you were doing doggy.
So I was dogging my girlfriend in this hotel room.
And
I ended up slicing my dang penis. This is just good, easy listening.
Do you think
your
neighbors heard?
The neighbors, probably.
Oh, you screaming? Did you scream?
They heard me yelp. No, I didn't. I didn't make a noise, dude.
You kept it quiet.
I'm a silent assassin in the bedroom.
So you got sliced, and you're just like. I'm what you try to get.
I try to get back in. Dude.
You ever see when you pop a dog off another dog and it's still fucking up in the air? You were still air humping.
I was.
You're like, let me fucking.
Oh
in.
Man, I can't believe I've admitted to having a sliced penis on this podcast.
You were curled up, just like I pull Jackson off and tell it every now and again. He just still goes.
Yeah.
I would think it would heal quick.
I hope so.
Bro.
Why not?
I would think the body would be.
It's never been
fine tuned.
Dude, it's like a baby's hand. It's never. Yeah. You're not working with your penis,
right? It's fresh baby skin.
Yeah, dude, it fucking heals super fast.
I think it might heal super fast.
Yeah,
I've had damaged penis before, and it does heal quickly. Never really? A slice, but
you can't
ever...
have a penis down for too long. That's an evolutionary emergency. Yeah.
True,
especially when the rest of my body's dying as quickly as it is. They're like, we got to get something out.
It's all hands on deck.
That's a fair point. I was thinking more like it's just this like appendage that like stays out of the sunlight, doesn't get much friction.
That's my whole body. I do scar like really
you
easily.
Bruise you do
I bruise and scar like crazy.
You should get into scarification.
Maybe
instead of tats you just like scar up.
I should start cutting.
Scarification would be nasty, dude. Or get branded.
What type of brand do you think I should get?
Black Fraternity.
The Omega or whatever.
Those two?
Yeah.
Noobs, get be a noob. Dude, how dare
Gardini, what were you going to say about damaged penis? You seemed like you had something to say.
I've been keeping it from you guys for a while, but I actually have a laceration on my penis as well right now.
What?
And it's been there for about 3 weeks.
What?
So you got that to look forward to.
How'd you lacerate your penis?
Self-inflicted.
What?
What happened?
Wait.
I think it was just irritation from masturbating.
Just repeat injury?
Yeah, dude. It's disgusting.
Like you got a callus on it.
It's like a scab.
Like
it's
when you like play guitar yeah, your fingers. Yeah,
exactly.
You got the old rug burn bird.
You might have herpes from that.
That's not
from going down to the shore.
No, I don't think I have herpes.
Are you sure?
No, but I don't think I have herpes.
You've Googled herpes.
You might have caught North Jersey chicken pox on your penis.
No, I don't sleep with that. I don't sleep with that.
Is it an open sore?
No, it's like a
is it pus
little
filled?
Scab.
It's a scab like that you keep reopening because you can't keep your hands off yourself. You can't keep your grubby little hands off yourself. Yeah.
You should go to the doctor. Tell him exactly what happened. Like, look, well,
I've been feverishly masturbating, doc.
One time I did go to the doctor with penis pain, and he told me I had chlamydia, and I didn't. Didn't I tell you that story?
No.
Yeah, he told me I had chlamydia, so I told
some
girl.
Are you a wrestling coach? Is this who told you this?
No, it was the urgent care doctor. So it was like
that's our go-to.
A cool doctor and hot nurses.
Oh,
in the urgent care, there's always hot nurses.
And the cool doctor always wants to show you up in front
how
of the hot
cool
nurses.
He is.
He's like, small penis probably has chlamydia.
I don't know how you even got that, bro. I don't know how you managed to even catch that, bro.
Yeah.
So I had irritation in my urethra.
Mm.
And so I went there and I was like, I have irritation in my urethra. I think I have a UTI. And he was like, you're not a lady, dude. You can't get UTIs.
Damn, this guy was crushing you.
Yeah,
you can definitely get UTIs. Well, he's probably like, hold on, I'll be right back. And just ate a farmer rep's pussy real quick. He's like, now, what are you talking about?
So then fucking, he was like, I'm going to test you, so piss. And then, but it takes a week to get
test
the test back.
So what?
He had to test me. He had to test me. So he's like, give me
a
sample to test.
It took a week.
And it'll take a week. But I'm going to treat you for it anyway. So I had to take the antibiotics for chlamydia, and he gave me a shot for syphilis as well.
Jesus.
And then it took more than a week to get the results back. I was waiting like 2 weeks, and my penis still hurt. So I texted the girl I was sleeping with. I was like, you gave me chlamydia. And she was like, fuck you, dude. I don't have chlamydia. And then it was a big fight, and she didn't talk to me after that.
Damn.
And the doctor called me back the next day and was like, you don't have chlamydia or syphilis, by the way.
Was it burning? Did it like sting and burn when you peed?
Yeah, he said. And then he said it was probably just from too much use again.
From masturbating too much?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. You had to have a doctor tell you to slow down?
No, well, I just like it hurt when I peed. So I was like, what the hell?
I had that for like.
How hard are you whacking off?
Yeah. Good question.
How
Not
many
that
times
hard,
a day
dude.
And how.
What kind
What's
of lubricant
one.
Are you using?
I'm doing one tops.
No
well, then
way.
You're
two on a good day.
No
unless...
way. What kind of lubricant?
I'm doing dries. That's why.
You're going just hand to penis.
A little bit of spit.
And you're
but...
circed.
Yes.
This is chaos.
I feel like you're underselling the amount of times per day.
I don't know. If I
I'll
went
do
just
two
hand.
If I'm pigging.
I caveman.
I do two if
that's
I'm pigging
tough.
Out, but one is
tough
standard
for me,
practice.
True. I mean, No, it's not the best.
I don't know what to tell you, Matt. It's hard for me.
It's not the best. It's just
it's hard for me too, but I'm just lazy.
It's too pleasurable. The lotion takes it up a notch.
Guys, I have a fucking actually sliced penis.
He has fucking carpenter
penis, dude. That's a laceration.
It's a fresh wound, and so far it hasn't hurt too bad, except when I was wearing dungarees on stage. Then my penis hurt. But thankfully, it is the underside, so it's rested. The wound is hidden nicely by my sack.
Yeah, the dragon.
my giant long sack and balls.
Big balls.
Finally, my big balls are coming to coming to help.
Yeah, dude. Got hit in the dragon's belly, dude. Right in his weak spot. I could talk about this for 3 hours.
I know. It's so funny. Having a sliced penis in the middle of doing cool sex. This is what we get for trying to do cool sex.
I mean, yeah.
I'm usually a regular sex guy. And then one day, it was great. We were caught in the moment. Bro. I was like, do something cool.
Do something crazy.
I said, yo, do something crazy. We ended up slicing my own penis.
Did you try anything else before that?
Moves? Cool moves? Don't worry about that, Chris.
Come on.
Don't worry about me and my girlfriend's sex life.
I want to know what led up to
you. You did cool moves recently, didn't you?
No. No, dude, I've been...
You snuck out like a thief in the night, dude.
Hey, I had things to do.
Yeah, 3 a.m. you felt time to do cool moves.
Like, I had to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Chris's car turned into a pumpkin.
I had to go to the gym. I had to go to the gym and the dentist.
Chris turned into a pumpkin.
Stagecoach turned right into a pumpkin. Dude.
That's it was an emergency.
You had to get back to the ball, dude. The princess was at the ball. You had to get back.
Wait, what time did you run off? You snuck
dude,
out of
it
here.
It was.
Because I came back and all your shit, like, it was as if somebody had just left the living room. Dude, so I assume
teleported.
It was not.
Seemed
good.
Like a game time.
I was
decision.
Up to no good. I was
one
behaving
of those Donnie Darko wormholes from your penis.
It did.
Just fucking
led you straight to another city at 3 a.m.
You should have seen that drive.
I got full bush right now.
Mm.
I got a big bush. I haven't shaved in months.
Really?
Guys,
yeah.
We're talking about sliced penises and giant bushes. Can we get it back to our regular scheduled max is bullshit?
I wanted to know how if you guys are bushing out or not.
I am bushed out right now. Didn't help with the blood. it turned into a real fucking mess.
It's like a head wound.
Yeah, it was a mess.
So terrible.
This is disgusting crud, dude. People are trying to listen to this. Gardini's got to damage your urethra.
Oh, man. My penis stung for a while. New Year's Day, when I was a youngster, I thought I had something, but I think mine was extreme dehydration. And I was just peeing out.
Yeah,
like,
that's what mine was, too.
I was just peeing out like Smirnoff. I was just peeing out Smirnoffs, I think.
Oh,
I was just fucking getting hammered like 5 nights a week. Yeah, I woke up. And it was just like, I was going to the doctor, and he's like, bro, I think you're just dehydrated, Holmes. I was like, all right.
Yeah, it was another urgent care. He's like, dang, Holmes, I think you're dehydrated or something.
He's chasing, like, are you gay? I was like, nah. He's like, nice.
You're either gay or you have chlamydia.
What? Mine was pretty cool about it. He definitely reassured me. I was crying. I was really upset.
Really?
No.
I've never had any really big dick injuries, to be honest.
This is my first.
Yes. Yeah, this is my first penis injury.
Did you ever do a penis crash?
No, what's that?
When it pops out, you go, just like jam
jam it in a lady.
Yeah.
See, that's what happened. Except this time there's a fingernail there.
Ah.
Yeah.
You normally, had the, you had the
and
mythical.
Then the girl always, yeah, that's funny.
What?
We both talked over each other 3 times in a row.
True.
It was
like the opposite of a harmony. Like, so what were we saying? I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was saying you encountered the mythical vagina dentata, dude.
Yes.
The tooth vagina.
True. She could have it, and she lied about her hand. She is
a
demon.
You got a rogue tooth in there? The vagina dentata, dude. Folklore by the Native Americans.
Gardini, you like that one? Yeah, she's going to be delighted to hear this.
What?
About this whole ordeal.
Yeah. Well, that can go one of two ways. Sometimes they get like, oh, you know, you're joking around. But you were just joking around about you getting sliced.
Yeah, my penis was cut.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hit you with that hell razor, dude.
Did you have to call for new sheets?
No, it wasn't like that.
Towels?
No, I was just like holding a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gripped it.
Tourniquet? You applied a tourniquet?
Yeah. I really did. I applied tight. Yeah, I was worried. Dude, I was like, no, it's not bad. And then I went, just I ran in the into bathroom, the, squeezing. I went to the hotel bathroom and I let go for a second. I was like, it's actually pretty bad. It's very bad. So, fuck. Yes.
That's good.
Well, now glad you guys know my secret. I have a damaged
penis. Can you fly with a damaged penis?
I'm going to go through that X-ray.
They're going to see it. Like,
Jesus.
Sir, step aside.
Step aside. Step aside. Something's wrong.
You're hiding something in your penis, dude. Probably thought a cartel.
If they do just randomly select me and they're like, we have to touch you there, I'm going to be like,
no,
my penis is actually cut.
You're not going to be able to go in the ocean in San Diego.
I wasn't. I didn't plan on it.
No, that'll heal it out, bro.
Think me and Louie are going to go swimming.
You might. Yeah. Dude, that will heal. That'll heal you up instantly.
Yeah.
You need salt water on that thing.
You think salt water is good for my wounded peen?
Yeah, like I'm dead serious. That would heal it.
Guys.
You could salt. If you have some Himalayan, dude, you could you know,
get I'm not salting the wound. On my penis, man. You should work at an urgent care.
Oh, I would be nasty.
You'd be a
dude.
Great urgent care
nurse
doctor.
Practitioner. I'd be a good nurse, honestly. I'd be chill as hell. Mm. Yeah.